Good afternoon. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Annika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene. And listen, the heart of what moves us. It's so good, as always, to be back with you. I am sending you all the love and light today as we come together to explore, to investigate, and to share and exchange. And I want to think about that word love for a moment. Today I'm in this deep space of reflection as I think about the intersections of that word love in relationship to the dance. What does it mean and what does it feel like to transmit love through our very being, through our movement, to the point where it transcends the very atmosphere that we live and breathe within? What does that mean? And what does it feel like? Suzanne Bruno, my guest today, took me there, took me on a journey through this upcoming conversation as she spoke so beautifully about her mother, Ethel Bruno, the legend that is Ethel Bruno. Suzanne took me there as she spoke about her mother, about tap dance, and about how growing up with her mother planted seeds of understanding about the gospel of rhythm tap and transmitting the dance, the art form. I sat down with Suzanne, whom at the age of 62 put on her tap teacher shoes for the first time in 40 years at the encouragement of her daughter, Majiza Philip, tap teacher, to spread the gospel of rhythm tap according to Ethel. It is in Suzanne's creative essence that she channels Ethel May, Miss Swing's legacy to young, old, exceptional, with a desire to tap dance. Here is what Suzanne had to share as we head into the Toronto International Tap Dance Festival, occurring August 15th straight through to the 18th, produced by Top and Rhythm Projects with support from Harborfront Center. Listen to Suzanne's share on growing up with Montreal's rhythm tap queen, Ethel Bruno.
They say, you know, in philosophy, that in some philosophies, that we choose our parent before we get here. And so I imagine that I chose Ethel Bruno, my mom, Miss Swing, Ethel May, as the one to bring me into this world. And I was very blessed to grow up in a unique environment where creativity was really the feeling and the energy of what was manifesting in our environment from day to day. From the time I can remember, my mom was in show business. My mom was an entertainer. My mother had, our house had costumes, and it had very beautiful shoes and feathers and shiny, sparkly things. So for a little girl growing up in that, it was like being in a closet of goodies, right? And so I was, as a little child, I just felt very safe, and it was very normal for me to be amongst these most talented and wonderful individuals, the first of which was my mom. And my memories, my very early memories are going to rehearsals with her, going to hotels far away, sometimes being asked to get on stage at 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep, and I would sneak out of the hotel room to see my mother's last show, like 2:15. And she'd say, "This is my daughter, Susie. Susie, come up here." And she'd get me on stage and the band would be playing, and she'd do like, make me do a back tuck on stage. And, you know, so for me growing up, some people it's their, you know, it's their cottage or their house. For me, it was my playground, and the place where I evolved was the entertainment world, and most of all in the dancing school, because Ethel was, you know, from her very early years in Canada, in Montreal, she was a dance teacher and had a little school. And that's, I realized at a very young age that if I was going to have a relationship with my mother, it would always be via dance, movement, and creativity. And that was the way it was throughout my entire early life, from the time I was like a child until I was a young woman of 21. And, you know, at some point I became her assistant in the dancing school. I was on stage with her in the nightclubs, you know. And one of the very most memorable parts of growing up with Ethel was when she would work in show business at nighttime. The show would be over and the musicians weren't ready to go home and they weren't ready to sleep. And Miss Swing always had some food cooked. It might've been some black eyed peas and rice, some fried chicken, some collard greens. So many times the entertainers would show up after the show at my house. And again, I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come to creep down to the stairs and just sit there and watch. And I know she knew I was awake. She'd say, "Go back to bed." But, you know, I just loved hearing the men speaking about music and, you know, just having their after-work conversations. And I think there was a great bond. I learned that there was a great bond and a great brotherhood and sisterhood within the entertainment community in Montreal. We had the Charlie Biddles, the Ivan Simons, the Buddy Jordans, you know, the Oscar Petersons, the Oliver Jones. They were not just musicians on their own. They grew up in a community that was very, very close and very tight. And so the children who grew up at that time, myself and many other entertainers' children, we were very blessed to have such a unique and special childhood. Our childhood was not a normal childhood. No, I probably could ask my friends, "Oh, did you go to nightclubs? Were you in a hotel nightclub? And did you get to go on stage with your parent?" You know, they'd probably be like, "What? No, we didn't do that." But, you know, my mother was a very glamorous woman, and I idolized her as a little child. I used to sit and watch her get ready for her shows at night. She'd be putting on her eyelashes and her makeup. And entertainers, I think she was a representative of entertainment and women of that time, that they were very, very, polished and glamorous. And they, you know, self-confident. They exuded this, you know, brightness. They were very ahead of their time, especially women of color. They were shake dancers. They were jazz singers. They were tap dancers. They were trumpet players. Okay, so these women that I grew up with, that I was, you know, surrounded by, were just really women who exuded that Hollywood glam, okay, let's just say. And I'm very, very blessed to have those memories, you know. The other part of my childhood was very American, because as much as my mother loved Montreal and loved Canada and loved her career in entertainment, she never forgot her roots. She never forgot where she came from. And so my holidays, my Christmases, my Easters, and any other time we could get down to Harlem, that's where the rest of my family time was spent. My family time was spent with my grandmother, my grandfather, my cousins, my aunties, my uncles, and the sisterhood of my mother and her sisters was just, it's just incredible how much love they had for each other and that they still have. And I was very lucky to grow up in the 1960s in Harlem. So I got to do all the fun things that Harlemites do, go to church on Sunday, have, food with the family. We have cookouts in the house, outside the house, in the house, and just really like soaking in my African-American culture. And that's all of those things is the beautiful recipe that has made me who I am today. The daughter of Ethel Bruno, an activist and, dancer and teacher in my own right. And I couldn't have done that without Ethel, Miss Swing, also known as Ethel May growing up. I think I was instilled at a very young, to respect my history, to know where I came from, to know who was who, to know the Thurgood Marshalls, to know the Adam Clayton Powell, to know the Rosa, to know the Mary Bruce, the famous Mary Bruce, the legends, to know who the copacetics were, to know who the master tappers were, to know my roots, to know where I come from, and to stand in awe and in respect of all that comes before me. And I think that is a good recipe for a strong and confident child. And although I struggled growing up in the province of Quebec during very racist times and had been knocked down quite a few times, it was the resilience that I learned and that I grew up in that has sustained me. And Ethel has taught me so much. She teaches me in her passing. She taught me in her living life. She taught me through how she taught others and how she respected others and how she transmitted to others love, Ethel's love. And I'm very grateful. The greatest lesson that Ethel taught me, and not just myself, was to be your authentic self. Ethel was uncompromising about being who you are. No BS. She taught me to use the dance form to transmit love, to transcend hatred, bigotry. She would always say, show me with your feet, talk with your feet. And so I'm very grateful to have had that lesson, that life lesson, and as well is to stand up, use whatever form, art form you have to make a statement about the state of affairs, to make a statement about life, to stand up for injustice, to love and to learn and accept people for who they are. She was uncompromising. She taught us to not hide at the back. She'd be like, if you know you have skills, even if you're scared, feel the fear and get up in front. Let people know who you are. Nobody's going to see you if you're hiding. Right? So sometimes, you're like, oh, I don't know. Stop. Don't be wishy-washy. Wipe the tears. Don't be crying in front of nobody. Ethel was very much about tough love. And she was like that with all her students. Okay, you can be looking at that clock and thinking you're leaving that dance studio, but you're not leaving that dance studio. What are you looking at that clock for? We're not going anywhere until you get it right. Do it again. Do it until you have it, until you feel that it's the best that you can do. She didn't like halfway. She didn't believe in halfway. She believed in going all the way. That is why she was so successful. Her greatest example to me, her greatest life lesson, is to persevere, to be determined, to not give up. And she is, there's times where I didn't feel I was as strong as her, but when I wasn't as strong as her, I just thought about some of the challenges that not just my mom, Ethel Bruno, went through, but many of the entertainers who were just trying to sometimes find a gig to make a living. It wasn't about all the accolades and all the glory, because as Ethel would say, do what you love. The money will come. And she was a woman of faith. She said her Hail Marys. And I'll tell you, sometimes she didn't know where the money to bring in Diane Walker was coming from. She didn't know where the money it was to bring in, you know, Jimmy Slide. But somehow somebody believed in her magic, and somebody believed in the dream and the love, her love and her passion of tap that exuded and was felt in the souls of others, right? So Ethel was very capable of transmitting what she wanted without having to, you know, fuss and fight and push. Although she did push when it was needed, she would stand up for her children, her grandchildren, her students. If something wasn't right, she's going to tell you about it. She was very much a woman with undoubting strength. She knew what her worth was, and she could not be bought. She was very happy to stay in her little space in her studio with her mashed up floor and her Gregory Hines beautiful mirage on the wall. That was enough for Ethel. As long as she could bring that gift of dance to another student, to another person, she was happy with that, because she knew it doesn't belong to her. She needs to keep passing it on. We don't need to gatekeep. She is not a gatekeeper. And so I've learned to, you know, in Ethel's passing, I've learned to love myself a whole lot more, to give myself the space to rediscover and excavate the power of creativity, the power of dance, and the power that Ethel channels through me to be an amazing teacher. And I love knowing that that is the greatest lesson. The greatest lesson is that I am all that I can be, and I am everything that she wanted me to be. And she's smiling on us. She's smiling on Majiza, Tisha, Tesfa, Makita. She's smiling on Kaya. She's smiling on Chaitin, Cassius, and Omari, baby Omari, because he got to get a little pair of tap shoes, right? So everybody in their own way, she wanted you to, even if you weren't a tap dancer, be the best that you can be at what you do. We are not all going to be tap dancers, but be your best. And most of all, she believed in education. You can tap dance, but make sure you're going to school to get that education. Our people fought long and hard to be able to read, to be able to learn, to have books, to become all that we have brought and all that we are to this great country, North America. Thank you.